Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Sent from above, a Mr. Dwayne Love.
23 years ago, The Sopranos debuted on this date back January 10th, 1999. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Well, it was supposed to be a game night at Rogers Place, but alas, another game victimized by the situation known as COVID and the NHL's COVID protocol. So the game has been postponed until Saturday night, 8 p.m., Edmonton and the Ottawa Senators. Coming up on today's show, jam-packed edition. We're going to get a lot of discussion around COVID, bit of an update on a couple different fronts, the NHL as well as the American Hockey League. The Bakersfield Condors have their game today canceled against Abbotsford because Abbotsford's run out of defensemen. We will talk to your regular Monday contributors to the show, John Shannon, along with Edmonton Oil Kings General Manager Kurt Hill and Oilers Assistant General Manager Keith Gretzky to talk about some of the Oilers prospects in the organization. We actually thought it was going to be a bit of a preview of Game 4 of that four-game set with Abbotsford, where Bakersfield went 3-0, Stuart Skinner with a shutout last night. So lots to get to. We're going to hear from Mike Smith. We're going to hear from Zach Hyman. And we'll tell you that you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. The slot machines at the River Cree now open 24-7. More chances to play, more chances of winning nonstop excitement on the biggest gaming floor in Western Canada. Plus, enjoy daily dining specials at their more than 10 great restaurants and bars. More information, head to rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us at 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. We're at a circuit breaker at Corus, which means I'm back in the humble Stauffer boat in the city's southwest side. We have three cats, and right now they're currently, well, they're having a little bit of an animated discussion. Let's just put it that way. They're running around a bit, so you might hear that in the background. You can tweet us at Oilers Now. Tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. We also have a golden retriever by the name of Anakin. And he is the most mellow dog in the world and never gets that upset. So that's a good thing. Brendan Escott's back in the 630 CHED Studios. Brendan, did The Sopranos kind of predate you a bit, or did you get into it a little bit later on?
No, it predated me. And it's one of the ones on my list, but I've got a long list. The Wire's on there, some of that early stuff. I haven't quite gotten to it.
Oh, I feel so ancient when you say that, my man. Let me tell you. Pretty good show back in the day. I would have to argue probably, I know a lot of people would suggest it's maybe the greatest television show of all time. I'm not sure about that. Others might, I don't know, is Game of Thrones up there? You can text us your thoughts at 780-496-0063. Somehow I don't think the Flintstones will count. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Oilers game against Ottawa postponed because the Oilers currently, well, I'm going to take Connor McDavid, Derek Ryan, and Tyson Barrie out of COVID protocol. The team not practicing yesterday, nor today, nor tomorrow, back on the ice on Wednesday. So the team currently, by my count, has 8 players in COVID protocol. Tyler Benson, Brendan Perlini, Warren Fogle, Kyler Yamamoto, Dylan Holloway placed in COVID protocol today, Evan Bouchard, Slater Koekkoek, and Ilya Kolovanov. So there you go. As a result, the Oilers have now got a total of 20 players that have gone in COVID protocol at one time or another. McDavid, Derek Ryan, RNH, who's currently on IR, the aforementioned Benson, Zach Cassian, Jesse Puljujärvi, Devin Shore, Ryan McLeod, and then Perlini, Fogle, Yamamoto, and Holloway still in it. On defense, Nurse, Keith, CC, Lagesson, and Barry have all been in COVID protocol. Bouchard and Koekkoek currently in it. And maybe we need to look at it the other way. Who hasn't been on it? Well, amongst the forwards, Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, Kyle Turris and Colton Sevier. For the defense, Chris Russell and Marcus Niemelainen, they are both currently on the IR. And both goaltenders, Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen. So there's a bit of a rundown there for you. We'll get into the Oilers Now lineup report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Find your dream home. List your old home. Sold today, Edmonton.ca. In theory, when the Oilers return to action on Saturday night, 8 p.m., against the Ottawa Senators, you could foresee a scenario. We're going to keep Ryan Nugent-Hopkins out of the lineup for a couple more weeks, possibly sometime around the 20th. The Oilers are going to have to make up some games, could make up a total of 8 games between February 7th and February 21st. More on that later, depending upon some other teams around the league. But in terms of balance, you might see actually Ryan McLeod and Jesse Puljujärvi play together. Cassian might get an opportunity to move up at some point. But let's just go with McDavid, Hyman, and Puljujärvi. Draisaitl, Fogle, and Yamamoto. Cassian with McLeod and maybe Benson. And then Ryan with Shore and Sevier. Perlini and Turris being extra forwards on defense. Nurse and Bouchard should in theory be available. Keith with CC, Koekkoek with Barry, and William Lagesson also in the mix as well. And then the Oilers will have Smith and Koskinen, and I would assume Smith will start against Ottawa. And the way it works right now for Edmonton is they will have today, the 10th and the 11th off. They'll practice the 12th, 13th, 14th, play the 15th against Ottawa. I'm going to assume Sunday the 16th is going to be a day off. They'll probably practice 17th, 18th, and 19th before playing Florida on the 20th and then get back in to the guts of their schedule on the 22nd against the Calgary Flames. They're going to get busy here, and they're going to start playing. And the fact is that COVID has run through the team a little bit, but they're getting to the point here, and the league has a rule where you don't get tested for 90 days, which there was also 6 staff members that tested. Now, these are hockey operations staff. Broadcasters are not included as part of the staff. I can tell you that there were 3 individuals on top of Connor McDavid, Tyson Barry, and Derek Ryan that flew back on a separate charter Saturday night from Toronto. So there's a bit of an update for you at this time. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Speaking of COVID, as we go, by the way, that was the Oilers Now lineup report brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Find your dream home. List your old home. Sold today, Edmonton.ca. Into the Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe at Edmonton and Fort McMurray. Zach Hyman joined us on the Friday edition of Oilers Now. You know, sometimes you meet guys and maybe it's because he kind of had to will his way to make it to the National Hockey League, and a lot of people didn't see him as being an NHL player. He was a 5th round draft choice, and he's carved out a niche for himself, and now he's a top 6 forward. But I asked Zach on Friday just about how unsettling this situation is with COVID on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I think it's just reality now, Bob. Like, it's crazy. You know, you don't feel like you have any symptoms, or at least, you know, I haven't gotten it yet, I guess. But for the guys who have gotten it, having spoken to them, they have, you know, very minor symptoms or no symptoms at all. And then, you get pulled off the ice and you go home and you just wait and you do your quarantine or your mandatory time is, and then you come back. So it's crazy because as hockey players, you're used to playing through sicknesses. But obviously, this is one where everything stops.
Now, if you go to Alberta Health Services website, you know, there's some interesting numbers out there. Obviously, the amount of positive cases has skyrocketed here because of the variant. But as of Friday, Edmonton was down to 24 individuals in ICU, which, if you work your way backwards, would take you all the way back into like August since we've had numbers that low in the Edmonton district. So what's considered the Edmonton health zone. And again, not all 24 people in ICU are actually from Edmonton. Sort of, there's two delineations. There's a delineation for the Edmonton health zone, which can, you know, takes care of also the surrounding areas. And just to put things in perspective, you know, a lot of the actual positive cases are from Edmonton City Center, but there's also, you know, 3,000 of the 16,000 current positive cases in the market that are from outside sort of the Edmonton area and the surrounding communities, and it's just a byproduct of it. So we'll continue to monitor it, but the, you know, and we'll see whether or not the ICU numbers climb a bit in the province of Alberta. I'd say right now that might be the most important number, and a lot of you've got some real strong opinions on all of this, and you can see how organizations and industries are having to pivot on a day-to-day basis. But going into this weekend, there were 64 people in the province of Alberta in ICU, and Edmonton was down to 24, lowest total that it had been in the last 4 months. Now, we are seeing an increase in hospitalization, and we'll see around 3:30 today when we get the updated stats if there's a significant upswing, which would be bad news in terms of the amount of people in ICU dealing with COVID right now. So COVID, look, it's a challenge for every organization in the league. It's hit the Oilers here, and they're going to have to get really busy starting the sort of mid to late January, and now play after the All-Star break, which is the 7th of the 21st, where they'll likely have about eight games in a two-week span to do some make-goods and some of the scheduling with the postponements early in the year. Saturday, Mike Smith spoke, had these comments in terms of shaking off the rust coming off of his injury, which kept him out of about 28 games.
You know, coming in this season, you know, and then having the injury, I think I played 2.5 games in 8 months. So I think that's not ideal, obviously, to feel good. Saying that, you know, I've played a long time and dealt with injuries before and came back and been just fine. But just, you know, with the inconsistency in practices and games and, you know, the influx in the schedule has definitely added to the, you know, the challenge of coming back and feeling good about where your game's at and trying to get it back on track and trying to help this team, you know, get out of this little bit of a funk we're in. So I think it's all been new to the group, been new to me, and you're just trying to deal with it every single day as best you can and try to improve on, you know, what you've been dealt with.
So it was a lower body issue with Mike Smith before. Turned out to be an upper body issue after he got hurt in the overtime against New Jersey, and Smith clarified on his most recent injury that kept him out of a couple games.
I'll tell you what it was I sprained my thumb.
Oh.
And it was on the second breakaway, and it was just a freak thing where my thumb got bent back. I went down, paddled down, and it got put in a bad situation. I'd played for, you know, pro hockey for 20 plus years and never had that happen. So it's just one of those things right now. It's just when it just seems when things aren't going well, even for your team, you know, we've had injury problems. You know, we've had to deal with, you know, the COVID issues, obviously, but we've had injury issues that have affected our lineup, and everyone deals with it. But when things aren't going, you know, as you want them to, it seems like those things get, you know, are magnified and seem to happen a little bit more. But saying that, there's a lot of games left, and I'm not going to dwell on what's happened in the past now. It's over and done with. I'm trying to move forward and feeling better every day on the ice now, and just want to get back in the net and start to get some consistency in our game here.
Edmonton Oilers, by the way, are 18-14-2. Which is a total of 34 games. They have 48 games left in the schedule. Now, there was much ado conversation around what occurred between Dave Tippett and Mikko Koskinen. Many of you have had your say on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Mike Smith was asked about it on Saturday.
It's definitely something I learned the hard way, probably, throughout the course of my career. You know, I used to beat myself up quite a bit, you know, before kids, before I had a family, and I'd wear it pretty hard for, you know, it seemed like, you know, game in, game out. It would last for, you know, a week, 2 weeks. It was hard to let go when you're kind of in a funk, but you know, playing with Shane Doan for 6 years, I think he just told me, like, the ebbs and flows can't be so high and low that you're, you know, when things are going really well, it's nice. But when things aren't, you can't be so down that it's so far to climb back out of that hole. And so, I mean, Zach nailed it. I mean, it's the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows of the season, if you look back on it at the end of the season, don't really seem like that big of a deal. So I think it's just about really staying as even as possible and not listening to the noise and trying to deal with, you know, these unique situations as best as possible and sticking together as a group and going out there every night and trying to, you know, do whatever we can to win hockey games.
So that was Mike Smith commenting on dealing with adversity better as a veteran player. And Smith added some additional thoughts when he was asked specifically about the exchange that occurred involving Dave Tippett after the game against the New York Rangers, and then Mikko Koskinen speaking in the Finnish papers, and then the Oilers team mindset.
I've played with Tip before, and I've heard similar stuff, so it's nothing new. And I like what Mikko said too. I think he stuck up for himself, and it's not all in the goalies. You know, I think it's not one player in the room that's going to turn this thing around. It's a group effort, and I think you guys have been around long enough. I think if you guys watch the hockey games, it's not just one player that's going to win and lose your hockey game. It's a team game, and that's the best part about playing hockey is that one or two players aren't going to win you a Stanley Cup. One or two players aren't going to lose you a Stanley Cup. It's a group effort, and if you don't have everyone pulling in the same direction, then you have no chance. You have no chance at all. So, I mean, people can point fingers all they want, but at the end of the day, one person's not going to change this thing. And right now, our team game isn't good enough to get us over the hump. As a team, we need to be better. Each individuals need to be up their game a little bit more and figure out a mindset that allows us to win hockey games and gives us a chance to. Right now, I think up to this season, I think we've had 2 overtime games, I think?
4 now, yeah.
4?
Went to a shootout, yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. That just tells me that we're, you know, we're either winning or we're losing. And some of the games we're losing, we're not finding ways just to push the game along and get a point and give ourselves a chance to win hockey games. So, like I said, that's not just one player. That's you know, as a whole group. In any team sport, not one player wins or loses a game. It's about a team, and the team aspect of it is what's most important, sticking together and believing in ourselves and in the room and not letting the noise bring us down.
All right, the Oilers coming off an 0-3-2 road trip in which they were outshot and outchanced against the Maple Leafs. They dominated the shot chart, though the high-end scoring chances against the Rangers were even. Game against the Islanders, the Oilers were good through 2. They were awful in the third against New Jersey. Probably had the better opportunities to win the game at even strength. Didn't necessarily do so. And then against St. Louis, I didn't like their game at all. So 0-3-2, they're going to get healthier here. There's no question about that. Just as the protocol in theory works. Again, Edmonton, Ottawa tonight postponed until Saturday. So Ottawa will go to Calgary on Thursday and play the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday night. We'll get to NHL today in a couple of your texts when we come back in Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is 12:20 in Edmonton. Let's go to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Over at the 630 CHED Studios, here's Brendan Escott.
Well, 3 games go ahead tonight, while 4 of them are postponed, so no Canadian content until tomorrow. Again, the Oilers and Senators will make the one up tonight on Saturday the 15th, 8 o'clock live on 630 CHED, a 6:30 face-off show. Former Habs GM Mark Bergevin is joining the Los Angeles Kings as a senior advisor to GM Rob Blake. Bergevin fired by Montreal back on November 28th. Gabriel Landeskog, Juuse Saros, and Tomas Hertl are your 3 stars of the week in the NHL. The NHL Players Association has filed a grievance on behalf of Evander Kane for wrongful termination of his contract in San Jose. Now, this is after he cleared unconditional waivers for he was placed there after violating the American Hockey League's COVID protocol. Yes, he was already suspended at the NHL level for violating that protocol. Then I guess he went home to Vancouver when they didn't want him to do so. So the Barracuda had put him on the waiver wire, Bob. And his agent, Dan Milstein, was not happy about it, tweeted the team did not have grounds for termination on that front. So we'll see where this goes. Bakersfield can sweep. Well, actually, they can't anymore. You said
they cannot.
That game is postponed as of now, but it was a successful weekend. Friday, a 4-3 victory. Stuart Skinner back in net again, pitching a 21-save shutout last night. Raphael Lavoie scored two goals there. Oil Kings hosting the Brandon Wheat Kings a little earlier than originally planned. They sent out it's going to be a 2 o'clock puck drop on Saturday the 15th. That is the next action for Kurt Hill's group. Obviously, that accommodates the Oilers playing later that night. And it is the junior hockey roster freeze day, so the trade deadline day of sorts in the Canadian Junior League's Junior A circuits around Canada.
Yeah, interesting. Just in the game Friday night, I don't know if anybody heard this, but Bakersfield was down 2-1, pulled their goaltender, and Abbotsford scored into an empty net to make it 3-1. I turned the game off, and Bakersfield came back and scored it 3-2 and then tied it with 3 seconds left and won it in overtime. So Skinner ended up giving 4 goals against in the 3 games, went 3-0. He's having a great American Hockey League run. Very exciting prospect, very important prospect for the Oilers to continue to develop. We got multiple texts asking about Evander Kane. Bob, what are the chances of Evander Kane signing with the Oilers? That one comes to us from Nathaniel from Willingdon. What I would say is that Dan Milstein will be receiving multiple offers for Evander Kane. Most teams, and I mean this, most teams that would consider it would be in the range probably around a prorated $1 million-a-year deal for Kane. So I would expect Milstein to get lots of offers for Evander Kane. We'll talk about Evander Kane. We'll talk a little about COVID protocol. We'll talk about the NCAA National Championship game. Are we going to do that too? With John Shannon coming up after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.